This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines. First, CPN-UML leader Bhim Acharya takes oath of office and secretary as the new chief minister of Province 1. Central committee meeting of CPN-UML is underway in Chasal Lalitpur. One more week to collect garbage in Kathmandu Valley and Japan hurls Moderna doses over contamination fears. Now the news in detail. CPN-UML leader Bhim Acharya has taken oath of office and secretary as the new chief minister of Province 1. After accepting Sedan Rai's resignation, Province Chief Somnath Adhikari Pyasi has appointed Acharya as the new chief minister. The Central Committee meeting of CPN-UML is underway at Tulasilal Memorial Building in Chasal Lalitpur. Today's meeting will focus on endorsement of Standing Committee decision on the implementation of 10-point proposal, party membership distribution, statutory general convention and action against party splinters. The Kathmandu Valley people are bound to endure the raking garbage piles at different places for one more week, as it would take some days to create the first sale in the undergoing landfill site of Banchari Dada. Information officer at Ministry of Urban Development Suresh Kumar Wagle informed that construction of the first sale of the landfill site was nearing the final stage. Environment Department Chief at Kathmandu Metropolitan City Hari Kumar Shrestha viewed it was a recurring problem for some years because of failure to manage a landfill site for a long-term solution. Chairman of the Janata Samajwadi Party Upendra Yadav said the government would be completed within a week. Speaking at a press meet organized at party's district office based in Biratnagar 14 today, Party Chair Upendra Yadav said the power sharing will take place as per the agreement among the coalition partners. Landslide occurred at Raikhur of Duganga Rural Municipality this morning has blocked the Rahugat River. It is informed the landslide triggered river blockage has formed a pond. The surrounding land of the river blocked area have been waterlogged. Duganga Rural Municipality Chairperson Baba Bahadur Bhandari said the people residing in the riverside area were asked to adopt precaution immediately after the river was blocked with continuous landslide. Chief District Officer Ganesh Bahadur Adhikari said a contingent of Nepal Army from Chimkhola-based camp has been sent to the river blocked area for observation. A pregnant woman died after being hit by a motorcycle in Jhapa. District Police Office Jhapa informed the deceased has been identified as Diksha Prasai of Bhadrapur Municipality 9. Police have confiscated the motorcycle and its driver Man Prasad Tiwari for further investigation. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country and there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 2, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Japan has suspended the use of about 1.63 million doses of the Moderna vaccine due to contamination. The health ministry said foreign materials were found in some doses of a batch of roughly 560,000 vials. Takeda Pharmaceutical, which sells and distributes the vaccine in Japan, said Moderna had put three batches on hold out of an abundance of caution. The health ministry has published the batch numbers so that people who had received their shot before the suspension could check if they have got a potentially contaminated shot. A number of nations say there is a high threat of a terrorist attack at Kabul airport and have warned their citizens not to travel there. Australia, the US and UK have issued alerts to their citizens. Those already outside the airport are advised to leave the area immediately. More than 82,000 people have been airlifted from Kabul, which fell to the Taliban 10 days ago. Countries are rushing to evacuate people by 31st of August deadline. Thousands of people are still waiting inside and outside the airport, hoping to fly out of the country. South Korea has become the first major Asian economy to raise interest rates since the coronavirus pandemic began. The Bank of Korea increased its base rate of interest from a record low of 0.5% to 0.75%. The move is aimed at helping curb the country's household debt and home prices, which soared in recent months. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. CPN-UML leader Bhim Acharya takes oath of office and secrecy as the new chief minister of Province 1. Central committee meeting of CPN-UML is underway in Chyasal, Lalitpur. One more week to collect garbage in Kathmandu Valley and Japan hurls Moderna doses over contamination fears. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.